It's Christmas. How would you feel? How would you feel if you were a 15-year-old girl and had to spend Christmas in a hospital room because the hospital decided the diagnosis and the treatment you were getting wasn't appropriate and took you away from your parents? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what this family's going through? This is wrong. This is wrong on so many levels. I hope you people at Boston Children's sleep well at night knowing what you've done to this family over Christmas. We've talked about on Food Nation Radio the change in the programming of the show. We're going to be changing to the Doherty Report. And one of the stories we've been covering is Boston Children's Hospital and the taking of a child by Boston Children's. Normally, what would happen is if you're going to take a child, you would have them cared for by a family member, another family member, or somebody like that. That's not what happened in this case. In this case, the 15-year-old girl has been kept in a hospital in a psychiatric ward for 10 months. She was diagnosed at Tufts with mitochondrial disorder. She was put on a treatment schedule. But when she got the flu and went to Boston Children's, well, they didn't like that diagnosis. So I started wondering, where does the money come from? I looked at their tax return for 2010. $1 billion flows into this hospital. That's not really a small amount of money. That's a pretty large amount of money for any hospital. So I tried to find out where the money's coming from. I called the hospital. I called the governor's office. I called the hospital again. The governor's office called me after I called the hospital and said, well, you know, $15 million of that comes from the state. Okay, where's the rest of it coming from? Where's the grant money coming from? Because Section 8 on the tax return is supposed to list all of that, and it does not. It says they get grant money, but it doesn't say where they're getting this grant money from. Harvard University runs Boston Children's. You can be sure, because of academic capitalism, that there is grant money coming from somewhere, and we're going to find out where it's coming from. I told Boston Children's and Harvard that I will find out, and I will. This girl, a year ago, was an ice skater, almost like a professional ice skater. Now she's in a wheelchair because they've taken her off all her medications and they have her in the psychiatric ward locked down at Boston Children's. You can't even talk to her. You can't even call her. This is the fifth child they've done this to in the past 18 months. And when the parents said, we don't really agree with your diagnosis, so we want to take her back to Tufts, they posted guards outside her door and escorted the parents out of the building. That's not America. That is not the country that I knew. So I just want you to know, Boston Children's, that we're watching and we're going to find out the truth.